Thanks so much for joining us. My name's Hoffman Wolf, and I'm the social economy manager at CNET. Quebec's a world leader in the social economy. We're here to highlight some of the innovative things social enterprises are doing here and to meet some of the really cool people involved in them. In today's episode, we'll discuss the intersection of arts and culture and the social economy. The social economy enterprise Anti2 operates the Cinéma Beaumont Theatre in Quebec City. It's an art house theater which screens mostly Quebec and Canadian films that have only brief runs in other theaters. It's become a gathering place for filmmakers and film fans, and has found a workable model as a social economy enterprise in an industry that's increasingly dominated by larger players. I'll talk to Executive Director Ariane Caron-Lachance and Programming Director Jason Beliveau about Anti2's road to opening the Cinéma Beaumont and how it's grown in just a few years. Great to have both of you here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Personally, I'm fairly familiar with the whole Cinéma Beaumont. I was on the board for a few years, so I thought it was such an interesting organization, interesting project. It would be a great organization to feature on the program. For either of you, I don't know if you want to talk about a little sort of the background of Anti2 and just sort of the organization's goals, and maybe lead into how that turned into the Cinéma Beaumont project.
I think it's interesting to give the mic to Jason at first, because I joined the organization 2 years ago only. So maybe you can start with the history. You've been in Anti2 for 8 years, if I'm right?
Yes, 8 years, I think. The organization started in 1995. And the goal, when this started, the goal was to have a cinema. It was to screen movies every day, but for a multitude of reasons, it was not possible. So they decided to do screenings in different places in Quebec City, mostly in the Musée de la Civilisation. They had a...
Over-the-year collaboration, I guess.
Yeah. So it was the main space to screen movies. And I've been here in the organization for 8 years. And with my last colleague, Catherine, we started to, we wanted to try again to have our own cinema. So, mainly the goal was always to screen art house, independent cinema, mostly from Quebec and Canada, but also, you know, classics from, you know, around the world. So it was the goal was a goal of education. So that was really, really important for the founders of Anti2. And so the project of the Cinéma Beaumont, I think, started maybe 5 years ago, the first sparks. And we've been open for
a bit more than 1 year now.
Yeah, year and a half. Yeah.
Yes, if you look at the history of Anti2, like both founders became a programmator at Cinematheque in Montreal. So they were really inscribing themselves in this idea of building an interest for, in independent cinema in Quebec City, and to make sure that we still engage public, younger people, university into watching this outside of mainstream cinema. And if you look at the original name, it's also part of this history, because Anti2 actually means that it's I don't know how to say it. Like, anti will be against, and tube will be a popular mainstream song or film. So there was really this idea of reappropriating the big screen for artistic cinemas.
Is there, and had there been a gap in sort of the art house cinema? Because Leclat does some independent films, but where did you see, where did you see the niche and the gap for Anti2 and Cinéma Beaumont?
Firstly, other cinemas are not in downtown, or at least not in Basseville, as we say in Quebec. So we cover a region that is not covered by other cinema. There used to be Cinéma Quartier, which was, actually two corners from here, and it was a really important cinema in downtown Quebec City. It closed more than 10 years ago, and since then there hasn't been any other cinema that opened in the region.
Cinéma Charest.
Cinéma Charest, exactly. And outside of that, the club does a wonderful job at screening independent international films, a lot of Quebec new release, some Canadian film, but they cover such a wide mission of also screening American film and big blockbusters that film stays really shortly on the screen. For example, a Quebec film could stay 1, 2, maybe 3 weeks on the screen, and then it will just come out of the screen to get new release into the theater. Her idea was to give more space for those films, screen them maybe less often, but on a longer period, and also to bring artists in the city of Quebec to present their film to the public, which has always been at the center of the mission of Antitube too, to make sure that artists have the opportunity to meet their public and to create this discussion towards the cinema. So that's what we've been doing in the past years. I say about 2 times per month, we have a filmmaker coming into the theater to present their film to the public. And this not only makes the experience of watching the film more interesting, but also it gives more reach to the film that we present, because it's kind of a natural like publicity and promotion for the film when you see the artist coming with it to present it. So it's also, so it's described in a way we want to reach more public for independent cinema in the city of Quebec.
What was the process? Because previously for probably 20 years or so, Antitube had just been showing films around town at different locations. What was sort of the process and the challenges for basically building or creating a cinema in town when it comes to funding, when it comes to finding a space? I know having been there was a delay because of COVID and that put everything back. But sort of what was the process of creating an actual space?
We're still in this process. Like, we're not over that. We've been open for 1.5 years, but the way we opened recently, a year ago, was, as we usually say, it's the punk version of the Cinéma Beaumont we want to create. So we already had really good quality material to do the projecting, but we didn't have everything that makes a theater, which is the whole sound installation, the lightning. All of this is fine. It creates a space that is welcoming, but it's not as perfect as we want it to be. So we're still doing grant application right now to make sure we have the funding to open the space as perfectly as we want, but also to make sure that the place will be able to exist over the year. But regarding, as you said, the challenges we had over the years, well, for example, they started working on the project 5 years ago, and the previous director left right after the pandemic. So it took about maybe 1 year before I joined the project. They were still able to go strong in this time. They actually started making a podcast and reach out to many filmmakers and create 2 seasons, I think, of about 10 episodes each of podcasts, which can be found on our website, antitube.ca. And they were also able to get some funding for us to buy the equipment to open the place. But one of the main challenges we've been having is to make sure we build this place in the right place, actually, because when you build a cinema, you want to make sure that the place is connected to its neighborhood, is accessible, and that people who surround the area will feel comfortable to come to the place, because it's one of the most accessible cultural activity they can be. It's rather not expensive compared to other cultural activities. And where the Cinéma Beaumont is within a cooperative that is called Méduse, and it's an artistic cooperative that is super important in Quebec City. There's 10 organizations handling this building all together and making sure that this place exists for artists and its public. But the place still has some seal of intellectual, artistic to it. And some people are not so comfortable to enter it because they feel it's not for them. So for us, one of the main goals is to make sure that people know they are welcome in the building, know it's easy to come here, and that we, yes, we screen independent cinema, but we also want to be a neighborhood cinema. And we try to present film in a way that people feel everyone can relate to them and connect to them. So that's one of our main challenges. I don't know if you think of something else right now. We've been pretty lucky because since we opened, the place has been going on really strong. The public is there. The theater is almost full every night. And artists that are used to be invited in Montreal to present their film are super happy to now have a place in Quebec City in which they're also invited to present the film. So it's pretty encouraging for the following step of the project, actually.
Do you find, and do you, as far as your audience, does it tend to be more fans of independent film, even if they live in St. Foy or Beauport or Charlebourg, or does it tend to be local people who are looking maybe for something, or people in the neighborhood here who may maybe a 10-minute walk and they're looking for something to do? And kind of how do you balance that?
It depends what we screen, I think. I don't know what you think, but I think depending the film screening, we tend to reach really different audiences. And I think that's the power of small cinemas, to be able to have like a variety of programming that will reach completely different audience depending on the subject. We do reach a lot of younger audience with repertory cinema. Since we're screening classic film, I think there's a lot of audience that are under 30 or under 30, 25 that's never seen those films on the big screen. So they see that as a precious opportunity to come and see it. We do screen a lot of documentaries. And I think through that, we reach a lot of filmmaker in Quebec City or people related to the industry that are interested in this kind of cinema, because a lot of documentaries are made in the city. Trying to think which other audience. We do reach people who live in the neighborhood, but that's one of the things we'd like to do more. Because we haven't done any big communication wave, can we say that? I'm not sure, but like...
Communication effort,
exactly.
Yeah.
We haven't invested in communication yet because the place has been full already and we're just open part-time, so we don't really need it actually. But on the long term, when we're going to be open full-time, it's really one of our goals to do this big promo effort that we haven't done yet. And one of the goals of this effort will be to make sure that people who live around 1.5 kilometer of the place know we exist. And if they feel like going to the cinema, they know it's an option.
Right now, how many, you mentioned open full-time, right now, how many screenings a week do you have?
Right now, we have between mostly four screenings a week. We have two screenings Thursday and two screenings Friday. Sometimes we can add a screening Wednesday. There's a lot of location also. There's like private, you know, event that are mostly earlier in the week. But for now, when we started, we had only two screenings per week. And we saw rapidly that the screenings were almost full every time. And it is also, it's better, the relationship we have with our distributor, the one that gave us the movies, to be able to screen the movie more often. It's better for us, it's better for them, it's better for the public, who sometimes cannot be there for the only screening of the movie. So now that we put more screenings per week, and that certain movies can be screened for 1 month, 2 months, maybe one time in the month or two times in the month, but that the movie will be able to be screened on the long term. A lot of people think that it's way better for them, because we see often that the people will say, I know that this movie that I really want to watch on the big screen is in cinema right now, but for the next 2 weeks, I'm busy. I don't have time to see it, and you know, classic cinema will not take the movie for a long time. So we try by having more screenings per week, it gives us more freedom to see which movie work, which movie doesn't work, and we adapt our programmation to be able to let the movie, you know, breathe in a way. So right now we have one or two movies that have been screened like maybe 3-4 times, and as long as there are people there, we will continue to screen it. And our goal in the short middle term is to add screening, because at the end of the project of the Cinéma Beaumont, we really want to be able to screen movie almost every day, you know, and maybe every day it will be like full-time cinema. That's our goal. For now, we are starting small, but we see that there's a demand for more screening, you know, so it's coming up.
There is more and more film being released on faster pace, and it's even been accelerated by the pandemic, because so many released were put on hold for many years until the industry settled down. And you can see how films are so easily pushed over as soon as they don't attract enough people to keep on the big screen. And I think what you said about letting film breathe is exactly what we want to do. I used to work in Montreal in Cinéma Moderne and Cinéma Public, which are two spaces that works on a really similar model as the one which we want to apply. And I saw in those spaces how much a movie could gain to exist over the period of 3 months, even if it's only screened, like you said, once or twice a month. At least people have time to talk about it, to invite friends over it. And you if you only screen something for 2 weeks, you're only going to reach people who heard about it, who are already interested by the subject, or if the distributor has a lot of budget on publicity and are able to do a lot of work before the film is released. But if you talk about a smaller film, you need to let the natural word of mouth, I think we say in English, happen for the film to gain life and interest people. And that's what we want to apply here on the long term.
You mentioned working with a distributor, and both of you were deep into the cinema scene here. What's your process for choosing what to show?
There's always a lot of subjectivity in this process, but we do have some guidelines, because there is some prerequisite that we want to have every month. For example, we talked about screening repertory film. We try to enter a new repertory film in our programming every month. So that's one of the how do you say, like an empty space we fill every month in our programming.
What makes a film a repertory film?
Well, any classic film that is not a new release.
Okay.
So, for example, recently we've been screening Doom Generation by Greg Araki.
Okay.
This is considered by us, at least, but by others as a repertory film. When we talk repertory film, it's a term we say in English, film répertoire. I don't know if it really translates in English.
I don't know if you would just say classic film, or maybe repertory film is a specific
term. I think we say classic film, because I remember hearing that apparently Roland Smith, who's the one who created Cinéma Outremont, who reopened Cinéma du Parc and also reopened Cinéma Quartier in Quebec City, I think he's the one who created, or at least start using, the term cinéma répertoire in the 70s.
So classic film does sound very like Gone with the Wind or Casablanca. So
exactly.
I don't know if a film from 20 years ago is a classic film, but I understand what you're saying.
For us, it's any film that is not a new release and that we consider relevant to screen at the moment for one reason or another.
Okay.
And concerning programming, we also try to have a balance of 50-50 with Canadian and Quebec film and international release.
Okay.
And also, as much as we can, a balance between men and women filmmaker. So that's some of the guidelines we use to program. Outside of that, the calendar is something that is way bigger than us. Films are released on a bigger calendar that is planified around the whole country. So we do follow those lines. And we know this we know the new Amagoshi film will be released in a few weeks, so we already plan in our mind to keep some space for this film. I don't know if you think of something else that will influence our programming.
We also get to know our public, what our public loves.
Is it?
So it can guide our choices. We know that our public loves documentaries. When it's documentary from Quebec, you know, it's a good start. So everything that's LGBTQ friendly or adjacent, I think we have a strong public for that. The goal is not to do the programmation only, you know, by what the public loves and want. We have to we have a space to screen movies that we think are outside the boxes. But it's jongler, you know,
juggle. It's a puzzle. Yeah.
But we try to. It's all about having an equilibrium,
balance.
Yeah.
We also want to make sure that, like we were talking earlier, there's a mission for us to give visibility to film that we consider deserve visibility in Quebec City. So when we see that a film is not going to be screened here, usually we'll try to screen it if we think that this film is important in the scene. For example, we opened a cinema almost. It was not our first screening, but it was in the first month, Geography of Solitude of Jacqueline Mills, which was recognized at Berlinale last year. And she's from, I'll say East Coast and Montreal, because I'm not sure exactly where in East Coast. And in the end, the film wasn't presented in Quebec City before we opened. And we end up doing 6 or 7 full house screening with her coming along one time. It's the same for Denis Côté film. He's a super important Quebec filmmaker who travels all around the world and is recognized, but his film rarely make it in Quebec City because he has a more niche audience. But through our space, the way we're located in downtown and the importance of Antitube in Quebec City, it allows us to screen those films and to get audience for it. So that's also part of it. And if we see that a film is going to stay only a really short time in other more mainstream cinema, we'll try to get it afterward to make sure that we give them more space to reach people.
You mentioned rentals are also part of what you do here in film screening. As a nonprofit, as an OBNL, what's your business model?
Mm-hmm.
And what does being an OBNL enable you to do that a for-profit couldn't, or vice versa? What are the challenges that come with being an OBNL that maybe a for-profit doesn't face?
I'm not sure it's possible to be a one-screen, small, under 100-seat theater without being a nonprofit, to be true. I was talking with someone recently who told me, if you want to have a viable cinema, you need at least 3 screens. And I think this is true in some way, because the industry is made in a way that we share a big part of the box office with distribution. So it's kind of hard for a cinema to be viable. And also, we want to take artistic risk by screening films that are not usually screened. So it's another risk we take that makes us, in a way, we need this public funding to exist and to be to play the role that we play. But concerning our business model, I have to admit that I inspired myself a lot from the model I used to know in Montreal, because I saw how possible it was to get some kind of financial autonomy if we join different mission. And by different mission, I mean screening independent film at every evening and in the weekend. But in the daytime or on days that we are not open, we try to either rent the place to private event, to other artistic organization, or do collaboration in which we screen film for, what example can I give? For example, last year in Moi Multi, which is a big multidisciplinary festival in Quebec City, they use our theater for the rendezvous pro, for the professional meeting for the festival. So for 3 full days, they use the place to screen conferences and do table ronde and stuff like this. So that's the kind of rental we'll do. But also, I would like to open the possibility to do post-production in the theater, as we used to do in Cinéma Moderne, because I saw how interesting it could be for artists to do the last day of color grading within a theater and see truly what the result of the film is. We started making collaboration with local enterprise in Quebec City to go in this direction. And the other thing we'd like to do is ideally to have a space to have a little bar or cafe. I think this is an important part of our project. Now where we're located, it's not possible. And we try to operate the project without it. But after 1 year being open, we realize how important this space could be, because we're trying to be some kind of maison du cinéma, a place where people can gather and screen film, talk about film, just have a coffee and meet people. So this idea of being a space that is between the public, the industry, the artist is really important for us. So having this space in which we could have event is something we look forward to. And it's another way to give some financial autonomy to the organization.
Where does funding come from, sort of in non-self-generated funding? Is it government? Are there other arts organizations? What does that look like?
We've been lucky regarding that, because Antitube's been existing since 95. So we're already funded by every level of government, because the activity we've been doing have been recognized for a long time. So that's the part where we're really lucky. We're starting with this strong basis, and we just have to build on that and to prove that the project we want to do is valuable. So currently we're funded by federal, provincial, and the City of Quebec. And the City of Quebec thinks the project is interesting, so we're in the process to building our business plan to present it to the City of Quebec and see if they can back the project to some level.
You'd mentioned earlier also that challenges of running a for-profit cinema, that you need multiple screens, and that we've seen that throughout Canada, smaller cinemas are really struggling. However, in Quebec, while there's still challenges, Quebec's doing a little bit better than maybe some other provinces. What does Quebec do differently or better that enables smaller cinema, independent cinema to, if not thrive, to survive a little bit more often?
That's a big question. What makes the Quebec cinema industry more successful than the rest of Canada? I think one part of it is just the exceptionality of being the French province, so we don't get lost in the American release, which the rest of Canada sadly does, because it's other English release within the industry with not as strong a backbone as the American cinema. But outside of that, I think it's really a political will that's been exist for a really long time, and that backs up Quebec culture strongly. And one of this aspect is to back up artist and project, but also to back up the link between the art and the public. You can really see it. We receive, for example, every week the box office around the country, and it's so clear how much Quebec viewers go see film, local film, compared to other provinces. It's pretty touching, actually, to see that and realize we do have this link between the public and the artist that doesn't exist in the rest of the country. And I think that's why, because of this political will, that's why projects like ours believe we can exist. Because we know it makes a difference between a successful industry or a struggling industry.
Personally, coming from elsewhere, I've always been impressed how Quebec's cultural output, whether it's music or theater or film or anything like that, that it sort of punches above its weight in terms of cultural output, and the support is there both from the government and also from the general public.
There's a desire to affirm some kind of identity too, because of the exceptionality of being just so few French people within North America. And I think culture is, well, I strongly believe culture is the best way to express it. Yeah.
You mentioned a little bit also funding from the city. What's sort of the future for the Cinéma Beaumont? It seems like things are going when you're in very well, what would you, and you'd like to do more screenings? Is this, is the location here in the Sovmedzhuz, is this a long-term host or a long-term host for the cinema? What do you see as both for the cinema and other, you know, rentals? You talked about making a third space or a, some sort of cafe. What's hopefully down the road for Cinema Bomo?
Well, in the next year, we'd like to add a bit more screening because the demand is there and we it's accessible for us to do it. But after that, the plan is to build the place properly, like we said before. And for that, it's still going to depend on the funding we're able to get or not. So for example, I'd say for the next year, our plan would be to add more screening. And the year after that would be to build the place and then to be open full time and operate as a general cinema. And regarding the location, we're really happy to be part of Midzu's cooperative because it allows us to collaborate with so many other artistic centers. And this is wonderful. We really don't want to lose that. But in the same time, like I said before, the idea of having a cafe or a space in which we can meet people outside of the theater is an important aspect of the project. So we're still looking if it was possible to maybe move it around in the neighborhood, stay close to Midzuz, but not necessarily stay here. It's still in the question. We don't know yet. That's future us will know.
For other organizations who may be listening to this and looking to potentially create a similar space or cultural space like this, what advice would you have? What lessons did you learn through the process of creating a place like this? And whether it's funding or management or anything like that, what conditions need to be in place for something like this to be created?
I think first of all, you have to be 100% sure that the project is good for the community, good for the city. You know, Antetub, it's been 25 years, more than that.
Yeah, almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years. And since I've been here, it's been always clear that there was a hole, a gap to fill for screening in downtown Quebec City. It's always been, you know, if there had been other cinema or other screening places or city club in Quebec City, maybe our project would not be as successful as it is right now. So you have to be sure to have a connection with the community. And Antetub, we already had that. So that was really good for us because we knew that the people who were coming to our screenings at the Musée de la Civilisation, at other places, always told us, you should have a places of for you know, on your own. There should be a cinema in downtown. Since the closure of the Cinéma Charest, there's a big hole in downtown Quebec City. Even though the Cinéma Charest was mainly like blockbuster, American blockbuster, it was still a place. It was like a big nonsense to not have a cinema downtown in the second biggest city in the province of Quebec. Because, as you said, Quebec cinema is so strong internationally. It's so good. We are backed, with the money. And still in Quebec City, we don't have a real 100% independent art house cinema. That makes no sense. There's one in Rimouski, which is a smaller city. So you have really to make sure that if you open a space, there's a demand for it. And we were really, really sure that it would be, popular, the people would be there. So you do not invest as much time and effort and money that, you know, public money to open a space if you're not, you know, sure that it must be there. And if it would not be for us, we would do it. In Quebec, there's not a lot of people who were, we were the only one, you know, for since the 90s doing the Cinémathèque Québécoise is doing, for example, you know, to screen classics and doing it in the, you know, in a historical perspective and with educational perspective. We were the only one. So we were, we were the best person to do it. But you have to really make sure that there's a demand for it.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree, because in the end, we are a service provider and we need to make sure that the service we provide are wanted by the community. And that's a main thing to make sure you have, because before starting a project like this. But also, I think I would say, once you're sure that the service you provide is wanted by your community, I'd say that the best advice would be to just do it. Because I think we often plan things for so long and try to find ways to make things perfect. But I think if you want to make something happen now in the 21st century, you just need to start doing it and see if people engage with it and see if you like it and how it works, and then adapt. And after that, maybe you'll be able to build from it. But I think politically things have changed in the last 30 years. And if you try to have all the resources to do something perfect at the beginning, you might just stay on the ice for the whole time and never be able to truly make it happen. So I'd say just do it.
What has surprised you through the process, saying from, you know, 5 years ago when the idea for Cinema Bomo came into being, towards today, a year in?
For me, as a artistic director, what surprises me is that, in a way, the work is easier now. I thought that having a cinema, having multiple screenings, will be more work, and it is work. But the way Antitu was working before, you know, having each time to go somewhere else to screen the movies, to go to Musée de Civilisation to test the movie, to screen the movie. Every time was a big, every screening was an event. Now, every screening, a lot of our screenings are events. We still invite filmmakers. We do, you know, special projection with, you know, musician playing. We do a lot of, you know, crazy fun stuff, but not every screening is a big event. And just the fact that we can screen the movies more than one time, and our offices are adjacent of the cinema, so just to test a movie or be sure that the screening will be perfect, I can check my email at the same time. It's having our own space is so much easier. So that was a big surprise for me, because we still have a lot of things to do. But, you know, coming in the office in the morning and just making sure that the screening will be, you know, the quality of the projection and making sure that everything is at the better it can be, it's much easier when we have our own space. So we still work as hard, but it's way less stressful in a way. And I think it's way more fun. So that's a big surprise for me. Yeah.
Well, so many things surprise me. It's my first time as being executive director of a project like this, so I go from surprise to surprise every day. But coming from Montreal and going to in Quebec City, I moved in Quebec City especially for this project because I believed in it and I felt like leading it. And I've been surprised how welcoming the industry, but also the public, actually how welcoming everyone has been towards our project. It's pretty incredible to realize how every night we have, the theater is 50 seats, and how every night we have almost 50 people coming into the theater, watching the film that we're presenting, engage with the film, talk to us about it, and how it also influenced our programming. Like you said, we're getting to know this public that is ours that we didn't necessarily have like this before. And that thing, I think, for me, it's the main surprise. I didn't expect the neighborhood and the community to be so welcoming towards our project. And it's a pretty good surprise.
Have you had to bring on more staff now that you have the space? Or what does, I mean, as far as management day to day, what does that look like that you might not have had without your own space?
We're still only me and Jason working full-time, and we have two people working part-time that are doing a projectionist and welcoming people and selling tickets and presenting the film every night. We're hoping to get a third person full-time in the team who would be the leader on the communication level, like we said, to be able to reach more people. But for that, we're kind of waiting to see if we're able to get more funding toward the project, because we've did all this with the same resources that Antitube used to have, and Antitube used to do between 30 to 50 screening per year. Now we're doing more than 150 screening per year with exactly the same budget that we have before. So we stretch ourselves as much as we could. Now we're hoping that the institution will realize the work we're doing and be able to back us up on this level for us to hire a third person full-time in the team. And ultimately, when the cinema will be open full-time, I believe a team of six people will be able to make it work. Because like Jason said, since we're not moving around all around city, it's a lot of work, but less human resource effort to be able to organize multiple screenings. So we don't need to be a giant team to operate a cinema full-time in the end.
Where does the name Cinema Beaumont come from?
Comes from a guy, Edmond Beaumont, who had a lot of cinemas in Quebec City the 20th century, early 20th century and mid 20th century. So he had a cinema in Sainte-Foy. He had a cinema in Saint-Sauveur. He also had a cinema in Lévis. And at the time, we wanted something that was more classical than Antitube, which we think, maybe didn't age necessarily that well. So we wanted something more classic, and we wanted to acknowledge the history of cinemas in Quebec City. There was a time not too long ago where almost every neighborhood had its own cinema. So we wanted to do, just to do a little homage to and Mobile Mall, and that's it.
This previous cinema owner, Edmond Beaumont, used to screen the same film in his three cinema, and at the period, movies were screened on film, so you truly had to deliver every film to every cinema. And when a film was doing all of Edmond Beaumont's screen, people would say, oh, they did the Circuit Beaumont. Those films were screened in every cinema. They did the Circuit Beaumont. So that's where the initial name came from. We used to call the cinema Circuit Beaumont.
I remember that early on. That was the name. So
exactly.
Yeah.
But then we did some market study, and it was really clear that we had to had the name cinema within our title. So we switched Circuit to Cinema Beaumont.
Yeah. So, Cinema Circuit Beaumont, which was a little bit more complicated, and we wanted... our goal is not only to speak to people from the neighborhood who are, that knows the, world cinemas and classic. We wanted to talk to almost everybody, even people who don't know, classic independent cinema. And sometimes they come here for the first time. And we wanted to make sure that by saying that we are Cinema Beaumont, that we are not a cine club, we are not an archival weird little place, that because we screen weird little movies. But we wanted to make sure that people, when they come here, there's it's a cinema. And to us, Cinema Beaumont is, just the name is classic. And I think it doesn't scream like it's weird and it's not accessible. And we wanted to make sure, because we want the cinema to be, when the project is over, to screen, everything in independent cinema, classical, new releases. And we want to make sure that people are not, afraid to come here, because that's not the goal. The goal is to be accessible for everybody.
Mm. Have family screening and everything. We want to make sure we don't brand ourselves as an artistic, opaque organization, because that's truly not who we are and what we're trying to do.
Well, this has been great. It's been a lot of fun talking to you guys. I'm glad we can make it happen. I'm also glad to see this place come to life. I was on the board sort of before all this came to be, and I remember the first time I came here to see a movie, I've never seen Jason so happy. I was so happy to see Jason happy. He was totally in his element. It was post-COVID. I know he'd say he'd gotten totally sick of hosting podcasts during the pandemic. And to see this place come to life, it's so great for the community. It's great for you guys. Anything else you want to add?
I would just say that everyone is welcome to come see us. And especially regarding English speaker, we try to screen, we always screen film in original version, and we try to get French subtitle most of the time. But I'd say maybe once a month we have a film that is in English or with English subtitles. We do realize that there's an Anglophone community in Quebec City, and we're happy to screen some films that are accessible to them too. So just feel free to check our programming and to come say hi whenever.
What's the best place to find the programming?
Either on our website, antitube.ca, but if you just write Cinéma Beaumont on Google, you'll find it right away.
And on Facebook and Instagram, we post almost every day new releases, and so it's the best way to know what's coming up.
And I've seen you guys are also on Cinema Clock and the regular film listing sites, and you guys can be found there too?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's an automatic thing in Quebec. You screen thing and Cinema
Somebody
Clock
finds you.
Get, yeah.
Well, thanks so much, guys. We appreciate it, and we'll see you here again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was great having Ariane and Jason on today's show. As always, if you have comments or suggestions, or you'd like to suggest a social economy enterprise to interview, you can reach out to us at info@cnet.ca. That's SEENET. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. This podcast project has been made possible with the financial support of the Secretariat aux Relations avec les Québécois d'Expression Anglaise.